Welcome to this Saturday set, back again on the tools. Big week last week. Couldn't have had a better start. King Zone, two from two.
Ooh, yeah.
Happy?
I'm always happy.
Playing with their money for now?
Fizz, what happened? Well, I have more than two bets a week, but, you know, let's just focus on the positives.
Two from three, Fizz, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I just let everyone down with that third tip. Yeah. It started.
Don't do it again. It
started $2.40, took $4.80. What do you do?
Well, let's do better today. You got five today. Five from five, eh?
Be better, Fitz.
Five from five's a big ask, but we'll try.
Be better.
Great work last week, boys. But let's get into today. And we've got four feature races to look at. And maybe controversial, I've decided. All feature races are going to be at Caulfield. There's a nice meeting at Rose Hill as well. And we are going to talk about the feature race from Rose Hill in the Saturday sets. Yep. But we're going to go in a race book order. Caulfield races 5, 6, 7, 8. And we've got two-year-old form re-emerging in the form of three-year-olds with the Vane and the Gazette. We're going to start with the Vane. And to kick off, let's have a look at Son of Kirk, which is a horse that emerged over winter. It's got a bit of X factor about it. This race is terribly tough, but you saw Son of Kirk on the rail back there. It doesn't look like it's a winning chance from here. It's in the famous Friedman colours with a purple cap, about to truck through and go to the lead. Let's watch it go through to the line, and then we'll bring the market up and start to chat.
Exceptional sectionals.
Yeah, pretty good win. Looks like a progressive horse, but he's going to have to take on horses like Tycoon Star, who's drifted out in the market. McCaw was a good horse. Shining Smiles won five on the bounce, I think. Anyway, what did you make of it all, Kingzone?
I first want to talk about the track at Caulfield. So the rail is out 9 metres on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's a soft seven at the moment. They got a fair bit of rain last night. Mm-hmm. The last time they raced there was on July 26. The rail was out 4 metres. They got off the fence. The fence was no good. Most of the winners were coming down the centre of the track. So that was 4 metres. Now it's gone to 9, which would probably be the inside there. So I went back and had a look last time the rail was out that far, which was on June the 28th. It was out 12 metres. Mm. Hard to lead there again. Sweet spot was sort of midfield, one off. So Caulfield, you remember how leaderish Caulfield used to be? It's sort of lost. Definitely, I used to make a stack of money betting at Caulfield when it was extremely leaderish, but it's not anymore.
Okay.
It sort of plays really fair. I was trying to find some bias, even with the wet tracks and everything, and it just seems to play really fair now.
Do you think in the old days, when you're talking about used to fill up there, do you think it's because they put the rail out more these days and it used to be rail true a lot more?
Probably.
And they'd consistently race over that same track, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It was predominantly good tracks, more so then, I guess, and it was predominantly rail true. They'd just get on the bunny horses like Regal Roll, and you just couldn't catch them.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, so I can't really find any bias there. I don't think you want to get too far back. Mm. I don't think you want to get back too far back on the fence. But I think all in all,
important on Saturday.
Well, it is, yeah. But I think you can sort of win from anywhere, but I think the sweet spot is probably where we'll talk about Private Eye later, but maybe where Private Eye is going to be or one off the fence with cover.
Okay.
So let's get into this race. The first horse that I want to talk about is Tycoon Star, which I initially didn't like before I got into it. And 1,100 metres, I thought Tycoon Star will get back from barrier two. Then I went and had a look at the jump outs. Tycoon Star's won two jump outs. In both those jump outs, went straight to the front. Fitz, did you have a look at the jump outs at all?
I did. And Tycoon Star's jump out was the best jump out of the day in regards to the time.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that. So I was just looking on racing.com this morning, had a look. It was like nearly a second faster than any other jump out over that distance. There was 12 of them that day, I think. Yep. So yeah.
You watch a lot more trials, Emmy. Do you think do you think Tycoon Star will go forward? And my second question is, do you see horses in trials pushed forward a lot to try and get the bit of fitness into their legs?
Yeah, there's some weird jump outs, especially in Victoria, where they'll go 800 metres and they'll walk the whole way and it's very hard to get a guide. Mm. Then there's jump outs where it feels like horses are actually trying to get a bit of fitness in their legs or they're just doing it under their own steam. To me, it looked like Tycoon Star was given a very good hit out, ready for this race to try and get it fit.
Well, the Hayes boys always are like that. They like their horses.
Yeah, look, I was quite impressed by its trial. There's different ways
that
people
in the market. Like it went up $3.
Do you reckon Zara's going to go forward though, or six fence?
I don't know if the maps then change. I don't know if the early speed and the early tempo, just because it jumped to the front in the trial, makes any difference. I think still the standard speed horses, for example, Shaggy in this race, will probably just go to the front. May sit closer than we think. Tycoon Star, maybe not as far back. Mm. But I think especially this race with a lot of unknowns, a lot of horses on the way up, It's very hard to know the tactics between a lot of these horses.
Fair enough. I had the horse that I was against in the race was Shining Smile. I can see it's $4 there. I think we'll drift in the market. Up in grade is the big negative for me. And the last three have been down the straight as well. This is just a much harder race. So not saying can't win, but I think $4 is unders. The horse that I thought was a reasonable price was Magor.
Yep.
Who's had two starts and last start everyone thought was going to go back based on his first run win at Pakenham, first start win at Pakenham, and jumped out at Caulfield, got across and showed a lot of early pace. Won a trial as well and showed early pace in that. So I'm expecting Magor to go forward in this race that I thought $8.50 was a decent price. It is a hard race, though, but the horse that I had on top in the race was Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy Ricard, drawn barrier one, second in a jump out after winning down the straight at Flemington, didn't get out from about the 400 to the 200, and when it did, really attacked the line and showed good acceleration. So,
and he's a market mover with Ladbrokes.
Yeah, so they have better price, but it's a pretty hard race, but numbers 3 and 5 are the two that I would gravitate towards.
Anything more to add, Fizz?
Oh, I find it really, really hard, this race. A lot of good horses going around here, and matching them up against each other, I found it quite hard. My form came out with number 7, which is a $10 shot top pick, and it won at a massive odds last start, so I couldn't really get excited about it. I think it was like $61 or something like that. Just depends on the way the track plays. Like King says, they might come from well back and down the outside, so maybe a few horses on the inside might not be suited. Yeah, can't really steer anyone. Son of Kirk was probably the one that took my eye more than any of the other horses.
Okay, yeah. Sweet. Let's move on to the Kazette. It's for the fillies this time. And Scenic Point's an exciting filly on the rise from those boys Hayes again. Let's go back and look at her in the Redoute's Choice. She had two starts. She was very short this day. Circles field and wins nicely. She's going to be the dominant favourite in the Kazette. What do you think of this horse, Fizz?
I think it's a good horse.
Yeah?
Yeah, good horse. Didn't come out top pick on mine, but I can see why it's favourite for sure.
So I think they're probably thinking bigger and better things. No doubt they'd be looking towards Coolmore Stud Stakes, that kind of stuff. Let's bring the market up, see where she sits. Dominant favourite, but there's a horse from Yulong as well, Signature Scent, which the market's found as well. What did you make of it, King?
Yeah, if I was bookmaking, I'd lay both 4 and 6 at those prices and fill the bag. I think it's more even race than that betting market suggests. Yes, Scenic Point looks to have a lot of ability, but is a horse that has drawn barrier 2. Last time got back to last, the time before that showed a bit of pace and sat 4th or 5th. So it's going to be interesting what Stackhouse does here. Is he going to push forward and sit 4th fence, which I think he can, or is he going to be sort of 6 back fence, 3 pairs back at Caulfield with the rail out 9 metres, 3 back pairs fence, you don't want to be taking a too short a price. You're going to need a little bit of luck. So it's a bit of a tricky ride for Stackhouse. The other thing with Scenic Point, 2 jump outs, which did look good, was pushed out. Did you watch the jump out? Fitz really got into it and pushed it out.
The favourite, you're saying?
Yeah,
Scenic Point. Yeah, they weren't. Really it was a pretty quick time. But pushed out to really try and get to the line.
Hasn't been tried on a soft track either. This will be a soft 7 at the moment. They got rain last night. Hasn't been tried on the wet. So no knock on the horse. I'm just a knock on the price. Ratings wise, not blowing, not shooting the lights out either. Signature Sense numbers are very similar to what Scenic Points are. I thought the value in the race from a pure overlay perspective was the Playwright.
Okay.
Coming out of class races, Magic Millions, Widden, straight to the front, uncontested, B. Shin, Gay Waterhouse. I thought $8.50 was a much more attractive price. And also number 10 there, Foriva. Pretty solid ratings, goes forward, natural improvement. I thought $12 seemed a good price about her as well. So, yeah, that's it for me, really.
Okay, Fizz?
I had Signature Scent top pick in this race. It has race fitness over a lot of its rivals here, which for My Gladiola, The Playwright, Icarian Dream, Blue Hotel, a lot of first up runners in this race. Even the favourite, obviously, Scenic Point. So I had it top pick. If I had to have a bet, I thought Ferivia was the value, and I thought $12 was big overs, if I have to be honest. Came up the wrong part of the track at Sandown last start. If you go off its first win in Adelaide, it was quite impressive. I think it'll get a good run from barrier three, and I think it's the value there. And other than that, not much to say. Scenic Point has upside, but I'm not sure if this race is going to really suit it.
All right, very good. Let's move to the Regal Roller. We've got some fit winter horses coming up against some first uppers. There's no replays to play. Let's have a look at that market. Recommendation was good in the, what was it, the Behemoth last week? Nearly ran over the top of Cumin.
Interesting. Yeah, they didn't go very quick in front there, Rich. So they probably got away with it, the two in front. They were a couple of lengths below standard in front.
Yep.
And a lot of the horses behind just couldn't seem to pick up and sprint with them.
Did Recommendation run better than you thought in that race?
It did. It definitely did. I was half pulling its tail down the straight after commenting on how it went up favourite. But it did start something ridiculous like $8, Rich. So
when it was $3.20 to $8.
It was the wrong price.
Yeah. Sure.
So, the punters agreed. But, you know, like we still got that completely
race right, I think. Like Cumin at
$12.
And you did the big firmer at... What was the name of the favourite?
Yeah, that was incredible. It is me.
$4.20 to $2.40.
Yeah, it was a big go. So it went all right, but it still didn't get the job done.
So what do you make of this race?
Look, I've got Lose Some, Win More on top. I don't particularly want to back it. Just coming off its two straight wins. Not as effective around the bend, I don't reckon, this horse. So although top pick, makes me not really want to bet in the race. I've got Brudenell, second pick. We talked about it. It missed the run last start like they all did last weekend in Sydney. So a few of those runners that were going to run around in, what race was it, the Galaxy? Or what was it, the sprint last week that we missed? Whatever it was.
Brudenell,
there's another one going down as well out of that race.
The Miss Ostakes.
Yeah, the Miss Ostakes. Private Eye was the other one that's heading down to Victoria. So, look, I like Brudenell's trials. I think it'll drift in the market, but it was my second pick, and actually Recommendation came up on the seven-day backup as my third pick, but I don't want to be on it. So Royal Insignia and Arkansas Kids. The track needs to be fair for those two, and if Kings is right, then it might be Arkansas King down the outside.
King's own?
I quite like this race. My theory with this race is two things. One, there's a heap of pressure in this race. They're going to go really quick in front. And the other thing that I'm looking at is the spread of the weights. So have a look at those top three, Arkansas Kid, Brudenell, and Recommendation.
Yeah,
all in the high 50s or 60 for Arkansas. And then you've got horses down there at 54
kilos.
So I'm looking for horses down in the weights, and I'm looking for horses who are going to sit off pace. And there's two in this race that tick a few boxes for me. Firstly, I'm against Recommendation. As Fitz said, way more pressure this time, and 480 seems extremely short, so Recommendation is my lay in the race. Lose More, Win More, which we all need to do, the second part, is I think I do agree with you coming off those straight runs, but I just love the setup here, down in the weights. First go at Caulfield, but down in the weights and sits in the right spot there. And the other one, which is an old favourite horse of mine, is Royal Insignia, who was disappointing, and I tipped a couple of times on the set, I think, and was very disappointing, but has come out and won two jump outs, goes really well fresh, is going to get back, but there's a heap of pace on, and as I said, no weight. So those are my two. I'm 4 for 8, and I quite like this race.
Very good. We're moving to the big one, the PB Lawrence, the first weight for age race of the year. Mr. Brightside's been in this race a few times, but he's not in it this year. And the Hayes team, Lindsay Parker, probably looking for an heir to the Mr. Brightside throne, and Evaporate gets his chance to put his hand out to be that. Let's go and look at his biggest win of his career. This is the Carbine Club Stakes at Randwick. I think Swift Falcon was favourite. Swift Falcon's way out the back there. You can see Evaporate going to the lead here, and it's an emphatic victory by Evaporate. What do you make of this race, King's Own? Are you with Evaporate? Or, of course, we've got Private Eye, who was supposed to be the missile. Then they trialled him. Then they've abandoned the missile anyway. And I think maybe the reason they abandoned the missile is because they knew Private Eye wasn't going to back up into it. Anyway, it's a controversial topic.
I tell you who I'm not with, and that's Swift Falcon. I'm over Swift Falcon.
I think it was your best bet of the day.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Fitz, that day then at Randwick, do you remember, was it leaderish?
it was definitely advantageous to be up on the speed, if I recall.
Mm. So Evaporate's only beaten Swift Falcon then, who, you know, big raps but never really delivered on the big stage. This is a much harder race for Evaporate, according to my numbers. I think there's two hopes in this race, but let's talk about the map first. There's no real pace in this race. I think Here to Shock from 10. I think Stackhouse has got no option but just to go straight to the front.
Okay.
Then there's a bunch. There's a bunch including that can go forward. Private Eye, Evaporate, Yellow, Sam, Desert Lightning can all go forward. Mm. Desert Lightning's drawn one, doesn't normally go forward but could from one. So I think Here to Shock comes over. Let's talk about Private Eye, what Nash does. If I was Nash, I would be going forward as well. Okay. If something kicked up and led Here to Shock, Here to Shock sits outside and Nash tries to slot into the 1-1. Mm. If Here to Shock crosses, I think Nash has got no other option but to go across and sit outside Here to Shock and be on pace. Otherwise, you're looking to get in, sitting sort of fifth and sixth, and I think you're playing with danger there. I think that Private Eye has got a better sprint than what Evaporate does.
Yep.
I don't think Evaporate can run Private Eye down.
Mm.
I think it's a huge test for Evaporate. I think there's two hopes. I think Private Eye from Evaporate, because Evaporate's still going through the grades and does have improvement. But Barrier 3 can be quite awkward there for Evaporate as well. Where Shin gets, is it fourth fence or is it one off? Got a bit of pace drawn inside, sort of fourth or sixth. So it could be a little bit of an awkward barrier. So what I'm trying to say is I can't see Evaporate being in front of Private Eye and I can't see Evaporate running down Private Eye and I can't see anything else running down Private Eye. Class horse, third in the straighty off a hot pace. Two trials. The last trial was on a heavy track last Friday at Warwick Farm. Won well. Well weighted at weight for age. Nastro Wheeler, Joe Pride, tick, 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 and an official Saturday set tip.
Love it. And a market mover. So the market
is part of that. I'm not happy to see market mover because that means that someone else has come in and knocked my price off. It wasn't you, Fitz. Well, my price. I own it.
Wasn't I.
All right. Well, fantastic summation. Fizzo.
Yeah, great in-depth analysis there, Kings. Look, from what I saw, I have Private Eye top pick, so I'll say that. I am worried it'll get caught wide. Kings is very optimistic it'll punch forward. I don't know if it's got the early gate speed to do that. We'll see what happens. The one thing I will say is the Hayes boys both have Evaporate and Here to Shock, and watching both their jump outs, Evaporate, there was way more intent in the jump out. They look to me like it's ready to go.
Mm.
Here to Shock, on the other hand, a softer sort of bunch finish in a slow, like, heat of a jump out.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if Here to Shock's going to be there, ready to go, bang on the bunny and be withstanding pressure to do it this time.
You agree? So Here to Shock's a bloody good horse.
I love Here to Shock. It's one of my favourite horses. I always get odds about Here to Shock, which is why I like it. But, look, I think Evaporate's the one they've set more for this. That's just the feeling I get. But look, I think it is a two-horse war and I think Private Eye hopefully will get the cash for the King Zone.
Thanks, Fizz. And all that outstanding racing, if you want to go and watch it live, you can due to our good friends of the Melbourne Racing Club. They're going to be giving free tickets to all of Wolf Den members and viewers over the spring. So you can hit the link in the description. Head along to Crawford and enjoy all that fantastic racing. King Zone, it is now time for your Saturday set.
My official Saturday set tips, we've seen one Private Eye in the PB.
Yep.
I've got three for you. Rosehill, race 5, number 5, Peloton. This is as good as better as it gets, in my opinion. Barrier 1, trials have been superb.
What are we looking at the trial? Here's the trial right now.
Yes. And is this the last trial we're looking at on the heavy track?
August 7th, that's right.
Okay, so this is on a heavy 9 and runs extremely good time. Looks to have come back a much stronger horse, has good early pace over 1,100 at Rosehill, which is advantageous. I'm going to go in depth into this race tomorrow on Max Bet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll dissect. Sorry?
It's the Rosebud. It's a lead up to the Golden Rose. Yep.
I think it's in for a big spring peloton.
Okay.
So that's my first.
Yep.
My second is Rosehill, race 9, number 7, Polygot.
Yep.
Gone from Cummings to Friedman. J-Mac rode Polygot in the trial. J-Mac sticks, which I like very much. The trial was impressive. Come up the fence and just cuddled beautifully, handles the heavy track and got plenty of upside. Those are my three tips. And I'm very, 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 very confident.
Fantastic. Thank you. Fizzer, your Saturday set.
No worries. I got five this weekend.
Whoa!
We'll go to Perth to start. Belmont Race 6, number 6, a horse called A Noble Connection. This horse ran last week, so it's on the 7-day backup. It was in the wrong part of the track last week at Pinjarra when they moved from Belmont to Pinjarra. You couldn't make any ground down the outside. This horse hit the line really nicely. Mm-hmm. It's got a very good record so far this prep with 2 wins and a second. And I'm looking forward to seeing it get up over the 2200 this weekend. And then we'll go to Rose Hill. I got one for you. Kings Race 3, number 4, horse called Ninja. This horse won in a four-horse field, yes, at Kemba last start. On a heavy track, and the way it won on the heavy running away excites me, and that's why I'm more excited about it this weekend than anything else is the way it handled the heavy. And it's raining outside as we speak. We're going to have a heavy track. You'd suggest at Rose Hill. It's meant to be more predicted tomorrow, so think he'll get everything to suit. Caulfield Race 9, number 11, Revelare. This horse is out-and-out winner. Love it. $4.80 with Ladbrokes. Very generous overs, I reckon, this horse. They showed intent in the trial. I think it's a very good chance of winning again. I think it's won 6 from 7. And then we'll go to Doomben for a couple of bets. Race 3, number 10, Surprise Honey. I like the weight swing here on the other favourites. This horse has to do the 1,000 up to the 1,200, which is my only concern with it. But Golan knows what he's doing, and I think it'd be very hard to beat with the claim. And then we've got one, Doomben Race 8, number 4, Zuperb. I'm not going to back it early because of the way it's drawn. It's drawn quite a wide gate, but I think there's enough tempo here, and this horse sat wide last start and hit the line really well. So I'm looking forward to backing it come the weekend.
Thank you, sir. A few things before we wrap up. Let's check in with Punter of the Year. So we rounded out July. Extra Bacon won. He's consistent. He's won a few of the month once, hasn't he?
He's been up there since day one with Punter of the Year. And look at that percentage on turnover, 35%. And you can see second there, Aaron, who's actually gone to the top of the leaderboard for the overall.
Yearly leaderboard, yeah.
Yes. Have a look at that. 800 bets and nearly winning 10% on turnover. So one and two. In July, a 1-2 overall. Yeah. And look who's in there at third with 816 bets. It's a great Jay Sham, and he's actually leading on percentage on turnover, 10% as well. So Mitty was saying Aaron's a sports specialist, AFL and AFL and what, basketball was it? Yeah. AFL and basketball. So,
and at a minimum, you have to be following all these people and have notifications on when they're betting, right?
Yeah,
at a minimum.
Yeah, so what does that mean? You set notifications.
Yeah, and every
if
time
they
though,
tip.
Yeah. You get an alert
on your phone.
You can look at it and decide if you want to get involved or not. At a minimum, you have to have
at least
those three. Yeah.
I have them all on. Beep, beep. You? Get a bit of mail. Why not?
Best feature on the app. I reckon one of the best products, punting products in the game.
So. Well, they're winning punters. And we're getting to a good sample size now. It's not like 10 tips or 12 tips and someone's gone on a hot run. This is 800 tips, 1,100 tips for Bacon and 800 tips for J-Sham. So in total, there's nearly 3,000 tips winning at 10% on turnover. And that's not a top price. That's just at Ladbroke's price virtually.
Yeah, very good.
But he's very good.
Now, I'm excited about the footy tonight. Panthers Storm. Footy's starting to heat up a bit. Possible grand final preview.
Well, there's two great matches this week. The Storm and Panthers tonight, as you just said. And also the Roosters against the Doggies on Friday night. But yeah. Well, the Panthers, I don't know what price they bet about the Panthers, but it would have had to be
20. Probably.
Yeah, now they've come good. They won 9 in a row, but many people are saying they haven't beaten anyone playing there because there's no Yo playing the Melbourne Storm without Pappenhausen and also Hughes. I could have probably only be on Melbourne. I don't like Penrith to win
it's
the
obviously
comp.
At Combank Stadium in Sydney. But it'll be a great test. But yeah, it'll be a good measuring stick to see where Penrith really are at. If they come out and beat the Storm tonight, that'd be quite incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they're $1.50 favourites, so
yeah.
But I think that they've gone on too big a run, and come September it'll catch up with them. Mm-hmm. They've had a long, long season. They've had a long 4 years. It's amazing they won four comps to keep getting up, and even to do what they've done to get into the. I think they'll run fourth. It's pretty amazing. Who are you tipping, Fitz?
Who's going to win the comp
in this game or the comp?
Who's going to win this game and who's going to win the comp?
Oh, the comp. I think there's only a few hopes. Unfortunately, Storm, Panthers, and maybe the Bulldogs. Yeah. I'd love the Roosters to be in the top four because I think they're the only side that are outside that are good enough to beat these sides up the top. Who win tonight? I think injuries have played their part a little bit with the Storm. Panthers are probably ready to win again in Sydney, wet conditions. Yeah, I'd probably say Panthers.
Have done it without a home ground as well.
Yeah,
yeah, they have. Yeah,
I want to see them win five. I'm cheering them on to win the premiership.
Yeah. Which team?
The Panthers. I just like to see them win five. I like Nathan Cleary.
I hate the fact that.
And the other thing too is, remember at the start of the year, I said Penrith will win the comp, and then they went on the table run, and everyone hammered me. But here comes RI.
Well, your bunnies just avoided the wooden spoon last week.
You just stopped them. So cheers, everyone who wants to get involved.
We'll be right, Jay Shan. Keep the hell out of them. Keep the faith. And last night you watched my piece of content with Dan O.
Very good, yeah.
Spring contenders, yeah.
Spring contenders. Dan always delivers first class analysis, and that was great. So all the big races were covered.
Yeah,
no, just wets the palate, doesn't it, for what's ahead of us for the next sort of couple of months?
Yeah, it was a great free flowing conversation about the spring coming up. So go and check that out. I'll put the link in the description as well. The link for the tickets to Melbourne Racing Club will be there as well. We're going to the charity lunch tomorrow, which should be good. What is it called? The greatest lunch of the year.
Mark
Hughes Foundation partners up with the Calendar Family and the Australian Trainers Association. We're selling a day in the den again.
Yeah, auctioning it off.
50,000 1 year. Where we paid 40,000 last year.
I think, 40 or 50.
Incredible
or something.
What people pay for it. So.
Yeah, boys are coming in next week. So
yeah, it'll be fun.
Should be fun. Hopefully, it's a great day.
Well, they have great, all the trainers go, and they have Andrew Johns goes and people like that. And a lot of
the who's who.
Interesting speech and stuff, so we'll be there, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
If anyone's out there and watches the show, say hello to us. We'd always like to chat with you, and that's about it. Stay safe, stay warm, up the den. See you soon.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.